These are the original ones, but they were not witness people. They were from Mustak. They were from out of the Scott area. And then there was another one. There was another guy by the name of Patrick Atahuabi. He was born in 1883 and died in 1954. He had son. His name was Joseph Atahuabi, and he was born in 1904 and he died in 1952. They do were belong to Attawapiskat area. They moved to Winnisk area in 1820, thereabout. No, 1920. Before there was a treaty, they came in to move in. And then we have another people who came in here later. There was this Charlie Augustine. Later, he became to be known as Fireman. He was born around 1900. And he died in 1987. He had a son, and he had grandsons. But originally, he was with the Attawapiskat band, and then in 1920, they moved into the Winnisk area because they joined the groups in Sisimatawalik. And the other people who came to be a Winnisk band area band is John Crew, who was born in 1929 and died in 1886. We don't know his father's name, we don't know when, but he was originally from a York factory. And then we have another family who came to exist, is Xavier Jokomonen, who lived in Holly Lake on Sutton River System. He was born in 1884 and he died in 1957. His son was born in 1909 and still living today, and had moved to Winnisk in 1970. And had sons and daughters. And these are the latecomers. They only moved in after 1920. Some of them even 1970. Between 1920 to 1970, people started to move in the different groups. So they are the newcomers on the last list. We go to them again. There were Kiask, which we call them Gulls. They're at Attawapiskat area. And then there's Bernard Kiask and Jacob, that's his son. And then Jacob's sons and daughters. And then there's Bernard Kostadzin and his son Moses. And Moses' children are living in Winnisk. Moses came from Attawapiskat. And then there is a Patrick Attawapiskat who moved to Winnisk area in 1900. And his son moving also in 1920, I think. Got married to Winnisk and then they began to be a Winnisk man, Winnisk people. And then there's Charlie Augustine, 1900, joined in 1920, and he died also. The Wabanos were joining also in 1920. And Jokomonen joined in 1970. They live here. So that's a story about the Winnisk people. These are the people that have lived in Winnisk as far as we can remember, and those who came late. Now, there's also another list here that I... One story that I want to talk about is about this Winnisk River system. Winnisk River system is connected to Attawapiskat, and I mean James Bay. also connected to the Ford Severn River.